What have you done to me? What have you done? The honest answer is nothing. You have done absolutely nothing. Because this is all me. This is me. I did this to myself. But you're the spark, the seed, the catalyst. You're the reason. You know, on an ordinary day, I can be quite smart. On an ordinary day, I'm quick. People come to me and they ask me questions. People come to me to solve their problems, and I do. Because that's me. I'm a problem solver. But since I met you, there haven't been any ordinary days, and I know who I am. I do. I am confident in knowing who I am. I am smart. I'm capable. I'm put together. I'm sexy. I'm confident. But there's this other me, this girl that I don't recognize. And she is not confident. She is insecure. She is full of doubt. She always overthinks every single thing. And it's always about you. It's always about you. She's in love with you. I'm in love with you. But you don't. I don't know how you feel. I was about to say, but you're not in love with me, but maybe you are. Maybe you're not. I don't know. Because you are quiet. You're silent. I see you around. I know that you're alive. But you're not talking to me. But it's not the first time. This has happened before, and I don't know. I don't feel like this ordinarily. I don't have this gaping hole of doubt. Normally I don't care as much. Well, I care, but it's not the center of everything. If you don't text me, I think about it. I dwell on it. And I go from extreme to extreme. I want to think the best of you because you're not that person. You're not someone who would play games. You're not someone who would just disappear. But can I actually say that? Do I know you well enough? My heart wants to say yes, but my head says that I don't know, and I just take that dive. I dive into that pool of doubt, and I drive myself crazy. I analyze your messages. I think about you. I try to think about all the things that I could have said or done that would have driven you away. And then it gets worse because there's nothing. There is nothing. I'm overthinking it. I know I'm overthinking it and I should play it cool. I know this because I've Googled it. I have Googled it so often that my browser now autofills the addresses of all of the articles that I've read. I'm in love with you. And it's kind of wretched. It's kind of awful. It's kind of amazing and wonderful because you are. But you're not. Because you're not. You could be busy. You probably are busy. I mean, you're a busy person. It's a busy world, but I see you. I see you. Maybe you're ignoring me. You could be. You probably are. But I don't think you're that kind of person. But I don't know what I'm thinking right now. Because I'm in love with you and I am just freaking the fuck out. Because I miss you and I want to talk to you, but I already feel like I'm clingy and desperate and just driving you away with every single word that I send you. You don't even read my messages now. Or maybe you do. I delete the conversation so I can't check. Which is a good thing because I can't check, but also a bad thing because I can't check. You don't love me, do you? Well, maybe you do, and I don't know. You know, I always thought that when I fell in love, it would be simple, it would be straightforward, that I would know what was happening. That I would feel something. Not this endless night of doubt and obsession. I don't think it's healthy. And I want to blame you, I do. I want to blame you for not talking to me, for not telling me, for not being straight with me. You didn't ask for me to fall in love with you. I didn't ask to fall in love with you, it just happened. And when you do talk to me, it's like heaven. It's like ambrosia, it's celestial. But when you don't, stranger comes out. That girl that I don't recognize, that girl that is just full of doubt and worry and just insecure. I'm going to have to make a hard choice. And I've been putting it off. I've been running from it because I don't want to. I don't want to because I love you. But I deserve more than this. I deserve. I deserve someone who's in love with me too. And how could you be in love with me and treat me like this? Just leave me hanging. But you could be busy. You could be. Here she is. That girl I don't recognize. That girl who overthinks things. That girl who is full of doubt. I don't know what I'm going to do. I don't know anything. All I know is that I love you. But I really, really, really wish that I didn't. I wish that I had never fallen in love. Because it is awful.